Hello, this is Larry Wessels, Director of Christian Answers of Austin, Texas, Christian Debater. Before we begin our program, I'd like to let you know that free newsletters are available from our ministry. Just email us at cdebater@aol.com and give us your mailing address, and we'll mail them out to you for free. You can also call us at 512-218-8022 and leave your address there. You can also access all our newsletters online by going to one of our three websites called BibleQuery.org. Once on the homepage, simply click on the Experience box and then scroll down to the newsletter section as shown here. Since our number one most watched video of the over 548 videos we have produced for YouTube at the time of this recording is Unpopular Bible Doctrines Number 1, The Biblical God No One Wants to Know, with over 433,000 viewings, our latest newsletter is called Unpopular Topic, How Sovereign is God? Our second most viewed YouTube video is 6-year-old wife of Muhammad was okay by the Muslim God Allah, but not by the biblical God of Jesus, with over 341,000 viewings. We also have three newsletters available on Islam. Our video, Debate, Larry Wessels versus Two Jehovah's Witnesses at a University Study Center, currently has close to 150,000 views. See our newsletter on the Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses, Deceive Deceivers. Our video, Is Jesus God Almighty in the Flesh, meaning the second person of the Trinity, or is he something else, has over 101,000 viewings. See our newsletter, Testimony to the Eternal Godhead, the Trinity. Our video, Biography, the famous 19th century Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a man of God, has close to 89,000 views. See two of our newsletters with lead articles from sermons by Spurgeon. Our video, UFOs, Ancient Aliens, or Beings of the Fourth Dimension, number one, Fact or Fiction, has over 207,000 viewings. Not only do UFOs and the occult use the same disciplines, such as levitation, teleportation of objects, psychokinesis, clairvoyance, automatic writing, and telepathy, but their theologies are completely foreign to biblical Christianity. UFO theologies include everything from reincarnation and evolution to man achieving cosmic godhood, but they do not include Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. We have two newsletters related to the world of the occult to which UFOs are a part. Our video, Former Roman Catholic Bride of Christ Nun Testifies of Abnormal Life in the Convent, has over 67,000 viewings. Our video featuring former Roman Catholic Rob Zins, who has a Master of Theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, Historical Split Between Roman Catholicism and the Christ of the Scripture, Man's Word or God's Word, has over 53,000 viewings. See our two newsletters on the subject of Roman Catholicism. Our video, Cult of Ellen G. White, number one, Beginnings of the 19th Century Religion, called Seventh-day Adventism, has over 48,000 viewings and features former Seventh-day Adventist Wallace Slattery, who has 44 years experience with this religion. Our playlist, called Dealing with Seventh-day Adventism and Their Prophetess, features 15 videos with 14 hours of material. See our newsletter, Seventh-day Adventism, True or False? For theological music lovers, see our video, Favorite old-time Christian bluegrass gospel music, Psalm 98, verses 4 and 5, with over 214,000 viewings. We have also posted several music videos by my own daughter, Marlena Wessels, from her CD, Win This Fight, songs she has written and performed herself. To see our music videos, please go to our main YouTube channel page. Scroll down to our multiple playlists. Arrow over to our playlist called Our Radio Shows with National Christian Authors and Music Vids. Once there, scroll down to the bottom of the playlist where the music videos are listed. I could go on and on, but this should be sufficient for now. Don't forget to check out our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, also which has over 19 playlists by topic as you scroll down our channel page. Now, on with our main presentation. Excerpt is from our full-length YouTube video entitled The Sovereignty of God versus Man-Made Religions, Hollywood Movies, and Petty Emotionalism. To find this video on YouTube, simply go to our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, and scroll down the channel page and click on our playlist called Dealing with Predestination, Arminianism, and Calvinism. The God of the Bible is not the same God as most imagine him to be. The world system itself, and you look around at our culture, it's just totally antichrist, and it's getting more so every day. I even hear there, at the time of this production, there were a movie's coming out called The Son of God. And this is by one of those producers, that old TV show from a while back called Touched by an Angel. I never watched the show because I felt like it was just a watered-down, shallow imitation of what's supposed to be Bible theology. If it's shallow and watered down, then it's not the truth. And that's the kind of stuff that the devil thrives on. Well, anyway, that movie, The Son of God, I heard is reading some reviews about it, the producer of it, who played Mary in a previous production, who kind of considered Mary to be the 13th apostle in her other production. I forgot the name of that other movie she did, but it likewise was unbiblical. It takes a biblical story and then it waters it down whichever way she likes. The producer of this movie, The Son of God, which is currently out at the theaters, and has been endorsed by a lot of so-called Christian organizations and ministries, she didn't like the fact that the devil is not a very popular topic, and a lot of people don't want to believe in the devil. So what she decided to do in that movie is cast the devil out, literally, in the casting for actors in the movie. She decided not to cast anyone for the devil, and she decided the devil's too unpopular, let's throw him out. And also, let's get rid of the wrath of God. Let's get rid of the need for repentance and salvation and all these things. And you sort of have Jesus as this great guy that's just come along, and you don't really get a real understanding of the wrath of God, the workings of the devil, and all these things that tie into biblical theology. And that's what they're presenting so they can make everybody happy. Kind of reminds me of Isaiah 30, which where the Israelites were telling the prophet, hey, don't tell us about the Holy One of Israel. Just tell us smooth things. Tell us things we want to hear and tickle our ears. Well, that's what this movie does. It does a lot of tickling of your ears to make you feel good. It's feel-good theology, the Joel Osteen way, I guess. Speaking of movies, I can't help but mention another movie that's come out about the same time. And that movie is called Noah with Russell Crowe. As you see there on the screen, I have a movie review from Around the World with Ken Ham. He's the reviewer, and here's what he has to say. The title of the article is, "The Noah Movie is Disgusting and Evil. Paganism. Friends, last night I watched the Hollywood Paramount movie Noah. It is much, much worse than I thought it would be. Much worse." The director of the movie, Darren Aronofsky, has been quoted in the media saying that Noah is, quote, "the least biblical film ever made," end quote. And I agree wholeheartedly with him. I am disgusted. I am going to come right out and say it. This movie is disgusting and evil. Paganism. Do you really want your family to see a pagan movie that portrays Noah as a psychopath who says that if his daughter-in-law's baby is a girl, then he will kill her as soon as she's born? And when two girls are born, bloodstained Noah, the man the Bible calls righteous in Genesis 7:1, brings a knife down on the head of one of the babies to kill her, and at the last minute doesn't do it. And then a bit later, Noah says he failed because he didn't kill the babies. How can we recommend this movie and then speak against abortion? Psychopathic Noah sees humans as a blight on the planet and wants to rid the world of people. I feel dirty, as if I have to somehow wash the evil off myself. I cannot believe there are Christian leaders who would have recommended that people see this movie. It's as if someone heard the name Noah and that there was a flood and an ark, and then made up a pagan movie about it. I don't think there is anything else that really has to do with the Bible's account except some names of people. For example, Methuselah is some sort of witch doctor who can do magical things. There is much more I could say about it. So much more. And what's with the bizarre fallen angels being living rocks that help Noah? Besides all this, this demonstrates the fact that it is better to study the Bible, the Word of God itself, rather than depend on unbelieving Hollywood heathen to tell you what the Bible says. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11. "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Keep in mind also that unrepentant, unspiritually born again people have carnal minds that hate the true and living God. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. And of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Thus, the Bible here is saying lost sinners can't understand or appreciate what the Spirit of God is really saying in Holy Writ, and therefore the things of God are just a bunch of nonsense to them.
check out our websites. BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.
Hello, this is Larry Wessels, Director of Christian Answers of Austin, Texas, Christian debater. My daughter Marlena has come out with a Christian music CD entitled Win This Fight. It has 8 songs that she has written and performed herself. Some of the song titles are Win This Fight, Love Song to My Lord, Vessel to You, Waiting to Hear from You, Jesus Is, and others. YouTube viewers can listen and see Marlena's music video, Jesus Is, right now, free. Just type Marlena Wessels, MarlenaWessels, in the YouTube search box and click on her video on the page that comes next. If you would like more information about getting a copy of her CD, just email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com. Or give us a call at 512-218-8022. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you and yours.